Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Don't return to sender, it's Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Whoops, it's Nancy Oakes.
Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
The Bay Area betches. Patches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa. Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings. Joe Wyndham.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
It's Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. And she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys.
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. It's me, Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, what's up?
Good, how are you doing, babe?
I'm great. I'm refreshed from the long weekend, ready to dive into some Bravo.
Oh, yeah. Everybody, thanks so much for being here. As usual, we will be doing a couple of videos this week, which you can find over on our Patreon. Just go to patreon.com and search Watch What Crappens. It's also where you'll find our bonus episodes. This week, we had some time on the weekend, as most of us did, and we both watched a couple of the first episodes of Selling Sunset. I know we're really late, okay? But we finally watched a couple episodes of the first season, so we're going to talk about that a little bit. And then, you know, our video recaps are super fun, so go check those out. And that's that.
Yeah, sweet. Before we dive into today's recap of the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion, we just want to do some small business shout outs for all those people who are in need, etc. So I got one from Amanda, who wants to recommend her friend's business, Tessa Meave's Life Coaching, Holistic Healing, and Distance Reiki business. And basically what Tessa does is that she provides life and relationship coaching, as well as parent support sessions, which is probably more necessary now than ever before because most of the parents out there are homeschooling and pulling their hair out at the same time. So, and she also does distance Reiki, you know, remember Reiki, Jax? Mm-hmm. So if you want any of those things, you can find Tessa on Instagram and on Facebook at Tessa Meave, which is TESSA_MAEVE, or on her website, TessaMeave.com. And she's going to offer the listeners a free 7-day self-love journal, okay? And 15-minute discovery call by mentioning the code, Yes, I'm drinking, Luann, when booking. Well, that's a great code. Yes, I'm drinking, Luann.
That's a so killer that. Code.
Thanks,
and also, this business is called Valescence. It's spelled V-A-L-E-S-S-E-N-C, essence, basically, but starting with Val, Valescence. She makes homemade soaps, lotions, body butters, and all things beauty. She even makes her own amazing hand sanitizer. You can find her on Instagram at Valescence. You guys, this is hard for a gay person. There's a lot of in here.
I'm still chuckling because when you said starting with Val, I was like, I love that sitcom. That was a sitcom, right?
Starting with Val. Starting with Val.
NBC's on Thursdays. NBC on Thursdays.
You can find her Instagram at Valescent Skin Body and on Facebook at Valescent Skin and Body. Okay, just search those, or you can go to valescence.com and find the links there. And that's for Hobo Weber, who we love. Oh. So go support that. And you know, stay strong, everybody. You know, it's a crazy time in the world, so just
strong.
Just try. Yeah. You know, I know there's not a whole lot to laugh about in the real world, so just keep on laughing at whatever you can. I watched Joker the other day, that movie Joker.
I wouldn't even be able to tolerate it right now.
Oh my God.
The headlines are too grim.
Yeah, well, I figured it would be a good time because the headlines are so grim. I don't know. I was like, wallow in it, Ronnie. Oh, my God.
Between 100,000 people who died from coronavirus on the New York Times front page, the lady in Central Park, and now the police officers in Minnesota, I just am like, this week is terrible. So, like,
that's why
I woke up and I made myself pancakes. I was like, I need some carbs.
Yes, I went from having like a skin blanket of my skin to like this quarantine skin igloo that I'm now just dragging around with me like a snail in my own body, just carrying around a fucking igloo. But anyway, I watched the Joker, and he's kind of, you know, he's mentally disturbed, obviously, and his thing is he can't stop laughing, like no matter how bad things get, he's like and sometimes I wonder if that's basically what's happening to me, you know. So I guess we'll see. Just laugh till you sob.
Okay? Well, I'll tell you something. You know, I always joke about how I'm getting Karen hair in quarantine, but I actually discovered something really amazing with my hair last night, which is that if I brush it against the part, because I brush it to my right side normally, but if I brush it to the left instead, it gets this bizarre volume and shape that is official Karen hair. And I think I'm going to do it on our Crappens on Demand to really show people how you can have instant Karen hair. It's kind of amazing. So that's where I'm finding joy.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know that now's a time to really revel in the Karen hair. But I'll support you.
No, it's not that I'm reveling in it. I'm reveling in the fact that I can get Karen hair so easily.
Yeah,
now.
No, I know.
It just like turns just into playing. It. It's amazing.
It was just a week of killer Karens this week. Not good.
Killer Karens from outer space. Seriously.
Killer Karens from Central Park. Fucking jeez, the news. Goodness. I can't even. We're not going to go into it. Now, we're going to talk about this episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta, okay?
By the way, I just realized, I was like, because the headlines were so bad, I said, go hug someone. We can't even do that.
Can't do that. It's dangerous. Say, God, why don't you just tell people to go stab each other in the streets, Ben?
Well, you know what I'm going to say is this. In case you didn't see it on Instagram, my Isolate poster came in. And I framed it and put it on the wall, and it looks awesome. Okay, so we are actually selling. You know, we always joke about gather. It's like our least favorite sign in all of Home Goods, the gather sign. So Ronnie made the perfect anti-gather sign, and it's so perfect for the times we're living in right now. It says isolate in the gather font, and if you want one, like you could do it like T-shirt or hat or poster, however you want it. Go to crappensmerch.com and get our exclusive Isolate merch, because I have it and it's awesome. And I sat there eating my pancakes this morning, looking at that little sign, and it just made me so, so happy.
That's so funny.
It's basically a public service announcement.
Yeah, I need to get a little Isolate shirt. God, people need to hear it around my neighborhood. Jeez. Okay, so here we are over in Real Housewives of Atlanta. Time. Final reunion. They brought in Yovana. The big guns. Yovana. Let's save this reunion by bringing in that bitch from Clark.
That's right. So we're back at the big cliffhanger, which is, where's Nene? Where'd Nene go? Where's Nene?
Nene down! Nene down!
And Marlo's like, I'll text her. Yeah. And Andy just looks so confused. Andy really does look just like a guy who's waking up on the side of the park, you know? And you're like, I'm not sure if he's just had a long night or a long life, you know? Like, what's wrong with Andy? Andy looks confused. He's off center half of this reunion.
Yeah.
He's like kind of off to the side. His eyes are really wide. And I mean, he just looks confused and sad. And like,
he's reading Twitter during sponge bath. Yeah.
He probably was.
So Eva, yeah, so Nini is gone. But oddly enough, she didn't really turn off her computer. She just sort of like mostly closed it. She didn't even close it all the way. So we just have this, the entire hour, we just have this close up of some of her notes for her spontaneous impromptu reads that weren't so impromptu. So, you know, so then Eva starts going on this whole thing of like, when it gets hot in the kitchen, you have to move to another room. And Kenny, yeah,
she tries to really nail that saying, but never quite gets it. She's like, yeah, well, when the heat gets hot, it's time to go to a room that's not in the kitchen. It's hot, but it's too
bad
hot.
You don't have central AC in your room, in your kitchen, because now it's hot because it's hot in the kitchen and you're a little overheated. Yeah. Boom.
Yeah, she never quite gets that. And then Kenny goes, yeah, well, when you keep starting fires, there's going to be heat.
Which means that it'll be hot in the kitchen, so you'll have to move to a different room that hopefully will be a lower temperature, ideally a room that's farther away in the house. Boom!
And Andy goes, has anybody just been cut out of a reunion? Like, can we just cut her out already? This is ridiculous. Yeah. And Portia's like, well, actually, one time I did only one segment, and then I was gone.
Yeah. And he's like, no, you were sent home.
Yeah, and we get a clip of Andy kicking her off and being like, yeah, I think you need to go home and take care of yourself.
I would go home to take care of myself, but I'm already at home with my baby, which I have.
I have a baby.
So then, baby, won't be using my baby this episode at all. Mm-hmm. So so he's like, all right, well, let's get back to that clip package of Kenya being an awful friend to Cynthia. Roll it.
Yeah, so we see this whole clip again. Kenya saying that, you know, now Cynthia's attached herself to Eva and, you know, she's always just going around, switching friends up and all of this. And then I forgot some of this, like Kenya's saying, let the man propose when he's ready. I was like, didn't you have your eggs frozen on like the second date? Could you please,
yeah,
you hypocrite.
So so Andy's basically asking Cynthia, like, do you think that Kenya was trying to ruin your proposal? And she's like, well, child, I didn't think Kenya was trying to ruin the proposal at the time, but watching it back and seeing that she was blatantly trying to ruin the proposal, I would say, yes, I actually do think she was trying to ruin the proposal.
And Andy asked Kenya, he's like, well, it did appear to viewers that you tried to ruin the proposal. And she's like, well, look, obviously, I've been told about the proposal every day, so I didn't think it was a big deal, Andy. I would never, ever ruin someone's engagement. Never, ever, never, Andy.
Especially never ruin the engagement of a friend of mine who seems to be a little bit more of a star of the show at that point of the season than I was. I would never do that.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, and when you brought the cookie lady, you had no problem throwing Cynthia under the bus and saying that it was her fault. So why are you so comfortable doing so? I was like, oh, look at Andy getting all intelligent.
His Andy was going after Kenya since Nini was gone. I mean, Andy is so blatant when he plays favorites, and people got really mad when Andy played favorites with Bethany during that famous reunion with Bethany and Carol dressed like Tootsie. And so people got so mad, including Carol, at Andy. But no one has, and of course, let's not even mention the Below Deck reunion. But like this. What this reunion episode, I feel like, really goes down in terms of favoritism for Mandy about like with Nini, because he goes after Kenya really, really hard this hour. So Kenya basically is like, well, I felt like my friend Cynthia should have told me about the conversation she and Tanya had in Toronto, and she'd have also disclosed that she met the cookie lady first and also invited her to cookies to Brooklyn's party.
Yeah, and I think Kenya has a point with that one, because we see the clip of them at Cookie Lady's place and Cynthia being like, oh, you're just so beautiful, you know, and then Kenya goes, you know, I love a natural beauty. And she's like, so why don't you come to the baby shower? Because Kenya loves natural beauties. So come on, confront her at the party.
By the way, like, just scathing indictment for how like superficial Cynthia is. She literally says, you're so pretty, you should come to Brooklyn's party. Oh, so based on her prettiness, she should come to this important life event for basically someone that like no one knows who this cookie lady is. Cookie lady doesn't really know who Kenya is or Brooklyn, but because she's so pretty, she earns a spot at the table.
Yeah. And Kenya's like, well, I don't see the difference between her inviting her to the shower and me inviting her to a lunch, which, I mean, look, I'm sorry, but of course there's a difference. I mean, yes, it still would have been a confrontation from this lady either way, but they had like a makeup lunch planned where they were all supposed to sit there and make up, and Kenya had like a big thing. Whatever, yes. Kenya. But Portia
is also messy here. She's so messy. And the way she's trying to describe it, she's like, listen, when I met the cookie lady and she volunteered all this information, I thought, wow. You're like a real open mic right now, available in bookstores this fall. And I thought, you know what? You're telling us all this stuff. Why tell me? Just come to Brooklyn's party and tell Tanya face to face. I'm like, so you're just like, she's almost making it sound like this like perfectly benign thing to force a confrontation at a baby shower. And it's so funny because. Wasn't Kenya's whole thing like, not at my baby shower? Like, didn't she have a real protective vibe over that party anyway? And here's Cynthia talking about how she was just gonna, you know, engineer some sort of face-to-face confrontation.
And Cynthia's like, well, I thought it was just gonna be a fun kiki, Andy. I did not know this woman was gonna be on the show. It's like, you were being filmed, and you asked her to a thing that was being filmed. And Candy's like, I love you, but what you did was worse, Cynthia. Yeah. And then... Candy's like, yeah, you said tell her on camera. I mean, that seems worse because then you're trying to get her ambushed at this party and then everyone starts talking at the same time. And Cynthia's big defense is, well, how do you know that I wouldn't have called and told Tanya she was going to be there? Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
How do you know that I wouldn't have been even more messy than I already would have been, theoretically?
Yeah. How do you know that I wouldn't have been as two-faced as I've always been? Had I not had the chance, you know?
Yeah, it was such a strange defense. And then and Candy's like, well, did you call and tell Tanya that she was coming? And Cynthia's like, basically, no. And then Cynthia does have finally land on a little bit of a better defense, which is like, listen, if I have a problem with you and I bring a woman to confront you, that's one thing. But if I don't have if we're cool, but I bring a woman... Like, I'm not trying to expose Tanya. I'm just trying to be like, here, you two talk about it, which is a little different. There is a subtlety there, which is like bring someone to basically be your cannon fodder and also take the shrapnel, which is basically what Kenya did.
Well, meanwhile, Portia's up in the corner going, well, look, Andy, two people had a loaded gun and only one gun went off. But then the other gun didn't go off. But there were still two guns that were loaded. And Eva's like, it's hot. The kitchen's hot.
So there were flamethrowers. Flamethrowers with heat. The heat is on in Saigon.
So then Cynthia pulls a Nini and she's like, next, Andy, move on. Move on, Andy.
Now what else?
Yeah, it was weird seeing Cindy get so mad at Cindy. Cynthia. It was weird.
Cindy Snow was there. A forgotten sister from Three's Company.
Sorry, Cynthia. It was weird seeing Cynthia get so ruffled.
Yeah. It was nice.
Yeah.
So then,
I know you're fired. Bye.
Ruffled.
We finally got from you what we needed. Okay, you're fired. Bye now.
Yeah, you're fired. So then Andy starts asking Kenya about her jokes about the wine. Like, basically, Cynthia's like, it's like, well, you said that Cynthia's basically a wine retailer, but all your questions were questions that you'd ask a sommelier. So what's up with that? Why are you being an underminer of the kid? Mm-hmm.
It's like, I agree with the viewers, Andy. I am a natural beauty. Thank you.
Yeah, she basically says, well, it was a roast. Well, it was a kiki at first, but at some point I should have just taken the cues of her being uncomfortable and just stopped. But I stand by the fact that I wasn't coming for her business. I was just trying to make her be more uncomfortable with the fact that she knew nothing about her business and we were 100 feet in the air. Thank you. I am a natural beauty.
So then the next question is, Cynthia, every season you seem to be kind of upset about something Kenya's done. So why are you still friends with her? And why is Needy a problem? She's like, well, Kenya says, well, she's not a yes man, Andy. She calls me out, but she doesn't embarrass me because I told her not to. And she said, yes.
She will call me out and she doesn't try to embarrass me in front of a lot of other people, you know?
Yeah, but like, what sort of friendship do you really have? I mean, if you had to rank it, would you say it's like me with Sarah Jessica Parker, or would you say it's more like me with Mark Consuelos?
And where does Lady Gaga's love of me fall in this whole scheme of things? So he's like, you hold Kenya to a different standard. You hold Nini to a different standard than Kenya. And Cynthia's basically like, no, Kenya does bad shit, but then she says sorry, and Nini does never say sorry. And I think that's a pretty good point. That Andy,
it's a good point.
Andy just looks so confused by that answer, which yeah. I love. Andy's just always confused. Like, really?
He's just, yeah. What? He's confused. But also, it's like, Cynthia, maybe you shouldn't be friends with either one of them, considering that they both seem to do things wrong on a consistent basis. Okay, it's not the best. But I would have to say that Nini is the more toxic of the two, even though Kenya is the, I don't know, what's the Machiavellian, I would say. I don't think Nini is smart enough to be Machiavellian, but I think Kenya is.
Yeah. Well, Marlo's like, well, would you still be friends with Nini if Kenya wasn't here? And Cynthia's like, no. And so Marlo just keeps going back to her phone to wait for her next order.
All right, Bonita from New York has this question. Kenya and Nini are the same. They both have issues with their mom. They both can't take accountability. They both aren't friends with Sarah Jessica Parker the way I am, and neither knows how to be a real friend. So, Cynthia, maybe you're just attracted to toxic people. We could also throw Peter in that mix, Will, and probably Open Mike. What do you think?
It's like, well, if Nini didn't have a good side to her, I wouldn't want to be around her. And if Kenya didn't have a good side to her, I wouldn't want to be around her. And Mike Chill has had lots of sides, and I definitely want to be around him. Open Mike. Thank you.
I also like to serve a lot of sides on my kitchen island, so it's a nice place to put out the sides.
Kitchen islands are in kitchens, which can be hot sometimes.
Okay, Eva. Okay, Eva, calm
down. It's getting hot in here, so take off all your Zoom recording equipment.
So we go to commercial. We're back! And we get a close-up of Nini's notes. And Andy's like, so has anyone even talked to Nini? And Eva says, no, but I saw Instagram, Andy, and it is spicy, like something hot in the kitchen. Yovana said she's ready to clear the air. And then 1 minute after that posted, Nini ghosted us.
Yeah, Yovana was, and we see like this IG post where Yovana, I don't remember really where she's standing, but my memory of it is that she's standing by a window with like Venetian blinds or something like that, like, but all glammed up. Like, I'm going to tell spill all the tea next to my Venetian blinds.
Yeah, she was like just in her homemade telenovela commercial, like kind of dancing around and like a really glowy filter.
It's just like funny to me of like the idea of like someone all glammed up, but next to something very mundane and like ordinary, like Venetian blinds. Yeah. And also, asterisk, I have not yet gone back to verify about whether or not there were Venetian blinds. Just in my mind, there were, and it seems to fit.
So Andy's like, but I thought she was friends with you, Yovana. I'm so confused. And Eva's like, yeah, the only one that hated her was me. Hello. So Andy says, go ahead.
He then starts fiddling with his earpiece. He's acting like he's Diane Sawyer getting breaking news on the like,
all right, well, we got something here. All right. Love connection has been canceled. All right. Then we know that. All right. What else? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is another photo of me on the internet just looking straight ahead at the camera going, hey, all right. What else?
Okay, wearing two different shoes today. Okay, got it. All right, well, Nini did tell one of the producers that we need to put respect on her name, and she's gonna just leave the laptop on her porch. Okay, well, got it. So anyway,
how about put some respect on your electronics? Who just leaves a laptop on a porch? That's ridiculous. Laptops are expensive. You don't leave them out there in the elements unattended.
Unclosed, too. It's still open. Unclosed. Stupid. Yeah, that unclosed. Woman has no respect for battery life. I'll tell you that much.
Also, when Andy said that Nini wants respect on her name, Eva goes, yes, Birdman! Which, I don't know. In my mind, I was like, is she making reference to the movie Birdman, or is she making reference to like the rapper or something else? This was a moment where I like the cultural reference sort of went over me, but I chose the Birdman, the movie option, which I thought was funny to think of like Nini thinking that maybe she was Michael Keaton deserving respect.
All right. Then, like, well, I just got a voicemail from Nini. Let's play it.
Okay, Birdman. All right, that's
enough. It could have gone in many different ways, and I think I chose the most bizarre one.
So, Nene and Kenya were friends years ago, but this year, the spit almost hit the fan. Let's watch.
So we get a montage of Nene and Kenya fighting, and definitely the montage was more skewed to making Nene look better. It was very much Nene trying to be apologetic, Nene trying to reach out, and Kenya just shutting her down, which admittedly that did happen, but it also seemed like Nene was coming from purely a good place. And
they're so full of shit on this show. Like, you're really, did we just forget everything that happened? They all fight for Nene. Like, well, Nene did say sorry on that trip. Yeah. Like 2 seconds after telling everybody, you guys said, okay, don't come after Nene or don't come after Kenya about her divorce because she's really upset about it. And Nene's like, well, it's her turn now. Your turn. Bleep, 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 beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
So please, let's stop pretending this is all real.
So Andy's like, so what's the core issue of this fight? I'm like, Andy, you're the one with all the footage. So why don't you make a montage? Because honestly, I can't remember. And no one really can either. But Kenya, and by the way, Kenya's not off the hook either, because she also has such a bullshit retelling of the past. But I find her bullshit hilarious because it's like a soap opera. It's like this ridiculous, like, self-serving thing where she's like, well, it goes back several years. You know, I tried to be very supportive of her as a friend, and I said she was an asset to the show, and I never got anything in return. She's never been a loyal friend to me, and, you know, she was just befriending me just so she could have an ally. I'm like, okay, you were awful too, Kenya. Let's not forget that. Don't act like you were a martyr in this situation.
Yeah. And Andy says, well, even in the worst, I will say this for Nene. In the worst of times, she's advocated for you to be on the show because she thought it would be good for the show. So, you know what? I will give that. Ooh, Nene just pressed the remote control, which made the ball in my butt buzz. So that was fun. All right. Did that right.
Yeah. I'm so glad that Nene advocated for Kenya to be on the show, as if, like, this was a novel idea exclusive to Nene Leaks. Like, guess what? Like, all of the audience advocated for Kenya to come back. We all saw what happened last season when she wasn't on. It was terrible. Okay, this is not like, well, we didn't really know what direction to go with the show and who to bring back. I mean, I don't know. We were thinking about Deshaun Snow because she was pretty magnetic. And then Nene had this brilliant idea. What if we brought back Kenya? It's like, come on, Andy.
Psst, oh, yeah. So Kenya's like, well, that's interesting because she didn't even want me on the show initially. And she's incredibly threatened by my presence, Andy.
Yeah. Yeah. She's always so bothered by me, and she's been bothered and stays bothered. So no one can really remember where their feud started. I think it started when Kenya became popular and Nene realized that basically someone else could be as popular as she is. And I know, Ronnie, you hate her, but, like, the truth is Kenya's kind of like, you know, she's kind of, I think that, like, of the big personalities on the show, it's always going to be between Kenya and Nene. And I mean, you could make an argument for Candy, but Candy's still not really at that. I don't think she's at the level of Nene and Kenya in terms of the egos, the two big egos of the show.
Yeah, because Candy's an ego, but she actually, like, works and stuff. She's not, yeah. I don't think Candy's an asshole. Candy's just, you know,
right.
Like, she can handle being around the assholes, but I mean, I think Candy's a nice girl. I like her.
Yeah,
but
I love Candy.
As far as monsters, Kenya. Divas. Well, yeah, but, you know, it's like the two that yell the loudest, you know? And I don't know that that's necessarily necessary, especially after Kenya was gone for that season. The season sucked, but now Kenya's back, and the season still sucked. So
yeah.
I think a very important point has been proven.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's just like, if you're going to think of Real Housewives of Atlanta, you're the first person you're probably going to think of is either going to be Nene or Kenya. And for a long time, it was only Nene. Maybe there may have been, like, early on, Sheree actually could have had a claim at that. Kim Zolciak could have, but Nene really. And Kenya came along and Nene got threatened. And that, to me, is the genesis. That is the night the lights went out in Georgia.
And that is when King killed Abel.
I don't know why I'm suddenly becoming so academic about the history of this stupid feud.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Cynthia
Well, Cynthia, here's a question for you. Say something. So Cynthia says, when we started filming, Nini was very interested in meeting with Kenya. And Andy is like, wow, Kenya, were you mad that Nini never reached out to you during your high-risk pregnancy, but did you ever reach out to her during Greg's cancer? Huh?
No. Marlo's just over there going, no. And Kenny goes,
who said no? I have the text and the missed calls to prove it, Andy. I did, Andy. And he's like, yeah. But she tried to talk to you at that bowling event and in Greece. I mean, Nini was just being so nice. Remember when she showed up 2 hours late to your bowling event that she wasn't invited to in the first place and then got really snotty in front of your husband about, I mean, come on, you're just trying to be a nice lady. Come on.
And Kenya's like, yeah, but I know all of it was fake because of our history, and I can see fake a mile away. I mean, why should I accept an olive branch when it's covered in poison ivy?
It's like, did you write that down? No, Andy, I just read it off the open computer at Mimi's house. It's still written down there. Okay.
Yeah.
He goes, but she texted you and then you just ignored her. She's like, she was blocked, Andy. And yeah. So then Andy keeps on with his, Nini was coming from a genuine place in Greece.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous. So yeah. Kenya's
she was
like,
from
yeah,
a genuine
whatever.
Place. She was so nice. I mean, look, you could see the tears almost in her eyes. Wow, she is so friendly. And then you were so mean to her, little defenseless Nini.
Yeah. And Kenya's like, oh, please, you saw her pick a fight with me the second she could and kick me while I was down. Like, give me a break. And she's like pissed at Andy at this point, which is really funny because he's still clueless. He's just like, whoa, 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 whoa. He's like, well, I've spoken to Nini now, and Nini says that she did not spit, and on Watch What Happens Live, you said that she did spit. Ladies, did she spit or did she not spit? And Kenya's like, no, Andy, that is not true, Andy, that is not true. I never said she spit on me. I said she hawked up spit and motioned like she was going to spit on me, Andy, and she did lunge at me, and she threw food at me. So why are we even having this discussion, Andy? This is disgusting.
Peanut. She threw a peanut and she's like, she threw food at me. She threw food. She shoved molecules in my face.
Yeah. And Candy's like, well, listen, if she tried spitting food at anyone else, it would have been on, you know?
Yeah. So then, Candy, why did you get into Nini's personal space at Candy's baby shower? That was her personal space. That's private to her. And she's such a genuine person. Genuine people need their personal space.
Yeah. And Kenya's just not having it. And she's like, well, good question, because that's not what happened. And anyone who was there, and those people are here right now, Andy, knows that that didn't happen. It was just edited to look that way, because I was having an active conversation with Shamia. And then Portia jumps in. It's like, Camilla, don't speak for me. And she's like, well, I wasn't even thinking about Nini. I'm not some animal, Andy. I'm not uncouth.
Yeah. And Eva actually defends her. Eva's like, she was trying to get away from the argument. Some would say there was heat and she was trying to get out of the kitchen. Know what I'm saying?
Andy, she was basically an oven mitt and there was smoke coming out of an oven. And so she thought, why don't I just stop smoke from coming out of the oven? Which is why she was taking out fire logs from the living room with her oven mitt, Andy. It's not in the kitchen.
All right, I don't know if you really know how kitchen fires work, but I'll take that. But anyway, you've provoked people many times, Kenya, many, many times, including sweet, innocent Nini. You provoked so many times. And people have tried to provoke me many times, Andy. Get that record straight. And then Marlo's like, Kim Fields did? Huh? And we see a flashback of that famous chair scene with Kim Fields, which is so funny that that's like a famous scene where Kenya just like shoves Kim Fields into a chair or like pushes her forward, whatever that was.
Yeah.
It's such like a, in like the context of like everything on the show, it's so small, but it like has the ramifications of being so like aggressive, because Kim Fields was such a like a wide-eyed like, huh? What? What's happening? Huh?
And she was just so nice. And Kenya was just such a monster to her for no reason. Like, she was just coming after her for no reason. And that really embodies Kenya. Kenya's such an asshole. And I think she's right in most of this line of questioning. But at one point, she's like, where's the outrage from everyone else? You want to be outraged about the cookie lady? Well, be outraged at someone tried to spit on me. Why are we talking about that? It's like, okay, but the cookie lady is still in play here. Like, two things can be wrong at one time, you know?
Exactly.
Kenya. So Portia's like, well, I saw what I saw. And by the way, after that, Shamia texted me and she apologized about stuff. And Kenya's like, oh, God, now it's about that. She's like, you're not going to shush me up. I've listened to your square for 45 minutes. You just had a full-color purple monologue, bitch.
I love how in this episode it really felt like they kept on like referring to everyone as squares or get back in your box or I wasn't that square. And Kenny's like, well, now she's calling me a bitch again. Now look, she's calling me a bitch again.
Yeah. And then it's like coming up next, and Kenny's like, bitch.
Yeah.
Calling everyone a bitch. And so
Portia's like, you've left the show. You left the show. I never left. I was demoted for one season, but I never left on my own accord, okay?
Yeah. She's like, and I still had more scenes than you.
So basically Portia basically thinks that Kenya walked over to Shamia to provoke Nini, and then they start.
Because I'm so brilliant. And Tanya goes, well, no one said brilliant.
Tanyanto. But then basically Portia and Marlo start accusing Kenya of producing, which I'm assuming meant producing her scenes, etc., and content, and trying to, like, you know, not being herself, trying to make stuff for TV.
Yes. And she's like, you've been producing since before we got pregnant. And Kenya goes, you seem bitter. And she says, I'm not bitter, I'm better. Get that straight, bitch. So then Andy's like, well, everybody's yelling and screaming. Here's my baby, which I have. I have a baby. Come here, baby. Come here, little baby.
Hey, I've got a baby. This is a way for me to quiet all you ladies up and also remind everyone I got a baby. Tanya's like, kids are off limits. Oh.
He's cute, little baby. So then we go over to this season. There was a secret recording on everyone's lips, even though it didn't hit their ears.
It's called Snakegate, and Snakegate does not have a baby like me. So let's please welcome that bitch, Yovana. Hey, wait a second. Is it okay if I call you that bitch, Yovana? I just realized that could sound kind of problematic. I can. Okay, great. That bitch, Yovana.
I'm still allowed to call people bitch. Okay, good.
Yovana, tell me about your boobs. Have they, tell me about, your favorite food, I guess.
Yeah, Andy's not meant for 2020. So, tell me about that new game you got to play with your boyfriend. Oh, God.
So, now, tell me. So, when was the last time you had sex? Second thoughts about Nini.
Let's welcome the lowest point this show has hit in a long time, Yovana. So, Yovana comes on, and she's just like, she's got eyelash glue all over the place. I mean, this girl's a mess, okay? This girl looks like a clumpy eye boogery mess.
So Yovana, when you posted on Instagram, they all think that Nini ran scared. Well, why would Nini not want to be here? I thought you guys were bestest friends in the entire world, because she's so genuine. You know that she's a very genuine person.
And Yovana is talking in this weird tone. Did you notice? She's like, I am going to be fancy on the reunion. She's like, Andy, she does not want to address what we came here to talk about. I'm like, what do you want, Downton Abbey? Why are you talking like that? And then it's like less than 3 minutes before she's like, you know, back to regular Yovana. But it's funny. Yeah. She comes on. She's like, I'm going to be the lady of the night.
Yes. She's like, well, she's probably not here because over the past couple of weeks, not only have I been receiving threatening text messages and threatening phone calls from her calling from blocked numbers, just 2 days ago, she sent me a letter from an attorney saying ceased and desisto.
I love that Teresa has made ceased and desist a really...
deceased and desist.
Oh, that was, what was that? Cyst and deceased.
Something like that. Cyst and deceased. Cyst and deceased. She gave me a cyst, and I was deceased.
But this one is a ceased and assist. And so she's like, well, my attorney, Mr. Michael, what's his name? Michael
Sterling.
Sterling, yeah, has responded. And then Nini requested that I destroy any alleged audio on her that would portray her in a negative light or defame her character. And I've never recorded Nini, but clearly she is afraid of the truth.
Yvonne Vanderpump. So, and what is the truth? What does Nini not want you to reveal? Is it about just how genuine and wonderful she is?
Yeah. And Andy's like, whoa, by the way, Michael Sterling is your attorney? How ironic. It's not really ironic.
And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? No. No.
It's not ironic.
It's like Michael Sterling on your defense team.
She's like, well, I'm here to clear my name, Andy, because this is a situation I allowed my loyalty to get too far. In the beginning, I was supporting a friend.
A genuine friend.
Yeah, she starts this whole thing that Nini, Nini was having trouble because no one was talking to her. So she wanted Yovana to go around and spy on everybody so she would have ammo to use against them. And she's like, well, she was my friend. And so I thought, okay. And so Tanya goes, so you're a snitch? Is what you're saying? You're a snitch then.
And did she tell you to record conversations? And she's like, absolutely. It's like, and everyone's like, Oh, wow. I can't believe that Nini did that. Well, see, here's where Yovana is losing everyone, because she's still, I actually believe this, but Yovana is not, she's still being dishonest in really the dynamic, which is that Nini was famous and I was kind of starstruck and I was thirsty and I wanted to be on the show and I sort of lost myself in this. And she told me, okay, you can be on the show, but you have to record the women. And so I was like, okay, I'll record the women. And that's what I told her, because I just wanted to be on the show, which is really what it was. Right. But she's making it sound like, I don't know, she was being such a good friend and I was drawn in by our friendship. You were thirsty. You wanted to be on a TV show.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. And so she was getting all this dirt for Nini, and she was telling Nini, but Nini was like, well, no, I need this recorded. I need like actual recordings. And she says, and she didn't only want me to record Cynthia, she wanted me to record everybody. And Marlo goes, me? Marlo, it's Marlo who's speaking. Me? And Portia goes, but why would she record people? We already have interviews where we give our point of view. So this doesn't sound, there's something wrong here, Andy.
Yeah. And so Yovana's base, and by the way, Yovana says that she never actually recorded anyone because she just couldn't do that. It was, you know, she just told Nini she was going to do it, which I don't know if that's true or not. I can't tell. I'm not sure if Yovana is adept enough to really record anyone. And I can imagine her being wily enough to say that she was recording. And I like that she's trying to exonerate herself by saying, I'm not a liar. This is the truth, and my truth is that I lied to Nini. So, it's a little.
Yeah, and she also just said that Nini demanded that all recordings be destroyed, or she's going to get her ass suit off. So, you know, who knows? Well,
but then again, if there were no recordings, maybe Nini would make that sort of claim, which makes it seem like there are recordings.
Yeah, Yovana's just lying to everybody. She's like the worst. She's the worst, okay? She's like, you're not entertaining and you're terrible at lying, okay? Just get out. Like, you're the lowest of the
I world. Think there's some truths. I think I actually do. I kind of believe her story, believe it or not. I do, especially when they're like, well, why would Nini want you to record when we all say talk shit in our interviews? And Yovana's like, she wanted proof that everyone else is talking shit equally as much as Nini talks shit, which actually seems very much like Nini logic.
Yeah, it does, yeah. So someone tells her, look, we've heard so many versions of your story, and you've cried wolf so many
times. Nini's outside, by the way, sorry. In case you can't, if you hear that, that was Nini outside being very mad. Okay,
what
she's
was
done.
It
was a car horn honking incessantly.
All right, Nini, I'll call you in a second. So Yovana's like, we've heard so many versions of this story, you know, come on. Like, we don't even know what to believe. And she's like, well, I was trying to protect Nini, but then she said she heard audio, and I knew that was weird because there was no audio. Like, I never played her audio. And Marlo's like, well, you mentioned that you recorded Cynthia. You don't recall that? She's like, and Cynthia said, well, if there was a recording, it would have been played 100 times. I mean, hello, like we're on a TV show. They would have used that like crazy. And it doesn't even matter because I admit that I talked about her because we weren't friends. So who cares if I talked about her, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think Cynthia has a pretty strong point. If there was audio, if Yovana is as thirsty as she is now, right? Like she's as thirsty as she is now. Like if she had the audio, she would have 100%, first of all, given it over to Nini, and Nini would have 100% leaked it to a million different places, and the producers would have gotten hold of it, and they would have played it a million times. And even if she didn't leak it to Nini, the producers probably would have said, like, listen, we'll offer you a big role on the show, but you have to give us that audio because we need you to be transparent. Yovana would have clearly turned that over if she could have to get
more. Yovana's just a waste of time. She's like a Domino's guy showing up at your house with a bottle of water. Like, this is not, what are you even doing here? Oh, I just wanted to say hi. Get the fuck out of here, okay? You're not delivering shit. Get out.
Yeah. So Andy is like, so Yovana, how do we know that you're actually telling the truth? I mean, can't really tell if you're genuine. Unlike someone like, I don't know, like a Nini Leakes, for instance.
And she's like, well, Nini not being here is proof enough. And I have receipts. And Portia, you might need to make sure that you're on the right team because I have texts that Nini wants to take you down too. And she's like, oh, just say it. She's like, I don't even care. Just say whatever the receipts are.
This is hearsay.
Just...
this is hearsay.
And Yovana says Nini wanted her to record Portia. And then Kenya's like, show the receipts, show the receipts. And Portia's like, but at Candy's, you admitted you made up the story of the snake audio, and you made it up, and now you're making this up, and like, I just don't get it. What's going on? Why do we care? And I agree. Get rid of Yovana. It's like, you have no proof. You have nothing to offer. You can't even stick to a story for more than 5 seconds. Go away.
Yeah, I think that her issue is that she got tangled up in her own lies. And so now, even if what she says is 100% true, she just lost all credibility and she's still not being fully forthright with like her intentions. And I think everyone can sniff that out. Like, again, I think if she said, I just really wanted to be on TV and I got caught up, that I think people would respect that. But she's still kind of acting like she had a real friendship. And so everyone's like, huh, what? I mean, Cynthia does have a good point also. Again, she's like, listen, if Yovana's lying, why would Nini not be here to expose Yovana? The fact that Yovana's here and Nini chooses not to be here is all I need to see.
Yeah, so Yovana's just not doing very well. And so people are just basically not buying it. And she starts kind of twitching and her eye starts twitching. And then she just keeps sipping from this straw because it's all just a massive
And touching
fail.
Her earpiece because her earbud keeps falling out. So she keeps like trying to push it back in.
Yeah.
So she's up there like talking like she's also singing on American Idol a little bit, you know?
Yeah. So Andy does a show of hands for who believes Yovana. And Kenya, of course, raises her hand. And Eva... because, you know, mm-hmm. she's now on the payroll. And then does Tanya believe her? And then
no.
Candy's just like half and half, and Cynthia doesn't, you know, it's basically whoever's on Mimi's side.
Yeah, and basically Candy's like, well, here's the thing. You guys are both snakes, and, you know, she was using you, and you willingly did it, and that's what annoys me about the situation. You know, we thought you were generally trying to hang out with us, and she's like, she's getting, like, really mad at Yovana now. And Yovana's like, well, when we did meet all those times, that was genuine, and that was, you know, way before Nini was telling me to get that information. And Candy's like, well, that makes it worse, because then we actually had essentially, like a friendship, and we had a good time, and then, like, we're having a good, like, we're building something, and then you could let this woman say, hey, go record these women. Like, that's fucked up.
And speaking of not delivering on promises, Andy calls Eva out, too, because she went on Watch What Happens Live, and he said, you advocated for Yovana to tell the truth. Is this what you were referring to? Because there's nothing here. And she's like, yes, Andy, because I love Cynthia, and the Snake Gate thing was besmirching. Well, there's no information, Eva. There's, like, zero information being given. So you're also promising things, like...
Well, no, I mean, I think that there is something that came out of it, which is that, you know, Nini was more involved than she let on. I mean, I think we probably all suspected, but, you know, Nini was acting like Yovana just brought this to her, you know? But what we do learn, and what I do believe, is that Nini was an active participant in Snakegate.
Yeah, well, then Candy's like, well, listen, you're a prime example of why it takes me so long to be nice to people, because people come on this show and just act like idiots, and that's what you did, basically. So this is why, when anybody asks me again. So then Portia gets a phone call, and it's Nini, and she's like, I'm still filming! I had a good color purple, Joe! Come back!
And she's like, I got Nini on the phone. Should I put her on speaker? At which point, like, Andy gets his wine face. You know, when he gets, like, annoyed. You know, he's always like, hey, I'm smiling. I'm Andy Cohen, just your regular buddy. But when things don't go the way he wants to, he's like, he starts to get that real, like, the real Andy Cohen face. So that starts to pop up. And he's like, she has a laptop in her room. It's stupid for her to be on a cell phone, okay? Which he is 100% correct. I mean, Nini, it's such a – she was basically trying to do a power move. Two things. First, she leaves the reunion, like, acting like she's all above it. She's all above it. And then when no one comes chasing after her, texting her, being like, come back, come back, come back. So then she has to call to be like, you know, to basically insert herself back in, right? Where she's not fully going back, but she's going to, like, put herself in a situation where then they can say, come back, come back, come back. But then still no one's biting. It's like classic Nini.
It's so sad. It's such child, you know, it's so childish. So he's like, yeah, she has a laptop. And she's like, yeah, Andy says, why aren't you here? Come to the laptop. And Kenya's like, why are we giving her the floor, Andy? She's not even here. She shouldn't have the privilege of calling in. Be gone. You know, she's totally right. And I'm glad he didn't let her on, because she's
ridiculous.
I actually am
really glad Andy didn't. And I knew he wouldn't. You know why? Because ultimately, I mean, Andy, like, if they speak to Nini on speakerphone, it's basically saying, like, okay, we're going to do this all on your terms. And, like, in his mind, as we learn later on, they had, like, hours and hours and a lot of effort put into this reunion with tech rehearsal and everything. And so for her just to leave at this, like, carefully planned event is kind of like a fuck you. And it's like, oh, so they're supposed to come groveling back just because she blessed them with the opportunity over speakerphone.
She's such an asshole. No. She's an asshole, and I hope they fire her. But from the way Andy's acting, I'm sure she's not. I'm sure she'll be back. Yeah. So Portia's like, well, she says she'll drop her seats in my mailbox. I was like, who cares? So now you get to fight for Nini. God, she's so weak. She's so weak. And that's the worst thing about her. You know, she's Nini. And the fact that she's fallen to this point where she's just a weakling is pathetic. Get her off my TV. I can't. She's killing this show.
Yeah, as Eva says, go to your box, Nini, go to your box, which could mean many different things. So in this case, I think it meant just the window on Zoom. So basically Andy's like, guys, we're wasting time. I could be talking about the fact that I got a baby. So they get rid of Nini. And then he also says bye to all the friends of. So Marlo, Tanya, Yvonne, they all go away.
Yeah, and then Eva apologizes to Marlo on the way out for accusing her of having something to do with Snakegate, and it's like, it's boring. Let it go. So they hang up on them, and then...
when Marlo leaves, Kenya goes, bye, Bob Marley!
So let's see here. So he's like, all right, well, guys, I want to close with the five of you because it's been such a huge year. Eva had yet another baby. She's got a house. It's, you know, not greatly decorated, but we'll get to that next season. Oh, Eva. And Eva's like, blah, 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 bore, bore, bore. And he's like, and Kenya, you've had a rocky year. You got a dream baby, a dream marriage, a dream closet filled with clothes with the tag still on them to try and prove that you were really married to this person. That was pretty good.
And you had the honor of having Nini Leakes try to be genuine to you. So where do we leave you now? And she's like, well, you can leave me but with your blessings because I'm a mother and I'm so in love with Brooklyn Daily.
And Portia, you had a dramatic year. A baby hot dog, rocky time with the hot dog king, regular dogs in the neighborhood being terrified of your husband. Come on. How do you feel about
it? Dennis trying to eat your cookies. A lot going on.
How do you feel about everybody being mean to Nini who doesn't deserve it at all? Huh? How do you feel?
See, I'm only human. All right. Cynthia, what's going on with you and your very boring engagement? Well, Andy, I'm just trying to stay chill right here in Los Angeles and just praying that our perfect wedding day, 10-10-20, will work out. Because if you think about it, 10 plus 10 is 20. So, I mean, what are we going to do? Like, wait a year so we have 10, 11, 21? I mean, I guess that math does work out there, too. But you know what I'm saying? It's just nice to have zeros at the end of all the numbers.
And she goes, I'm still thirsty as hell, Andy. for chill. And he's like, all right, Candy, your mother hates your husband. Your husband hates everybody. And I don't know. What do you have to say for yourself? Do you think everybody's mean to Nini and she doesn't deserve it too? And Candy's like, everything's amazing. And me and Todd have been having so much fun in quarantine. We're going to actually keep some of these same habits, Andy. Like now we, you know, eat together or like we'll work out sometimes together. I'm like, oh, wow. So
sometimes
now
we just
look
at the books and sometimes we hold hands and just enjoy looking at all the money we've lost from Todd's endeavors. By the way, was it me? Did Andy never really probe into Candy and Todd, their whole late season issues where Todd was like, you're not spending enough time with me? We never got into that. And that was actually one of the aspects of the season that really riled me up the most.
Oh, God, I'm glad we didn't get into it personally.
I would have liked it just to.
But yeah, or like the Mama Joyce being mean about Todd and all that
stuff. We got Mama Joyce. We got a little bit of that, but where it was kind of like an update. But it really bothered me when Todd was like, you know, you're not spending enough time with the family. When he does all the same bullshit that he accused Candy of doing. Really made me mad.
I know. It's weird reckoning when they have this long of a reunion, but I guess so much of it was taken up with Nini's bullshit. Oops. So he's like, and not to beat a dead horse, but it really is a bummer that Nini, who's never done anything wrong to anybody, left her square. Gay.
Man, it really makes you think about how awful Kenya must be to drive away such a genuine and nice person. Anyway, hey, I just want to say thank you guys for joining. You guys are real trailblazers. Wow, the first ever Zoom reunion. I mean, there was Summer House, but you guys were the first ones to ever do it. I mean, after Summer House. So I just want to say thank you so much for taking hours and time away to do this because you guys are real pioneers in the history books. People are going to remember you guys and not Summer House. Thank you.
And that brings us to the end of the season.
Well, not quite, because right before it all ends, Andy's like, by the way, guys, here's something funny. I'm in my boxer shorts. Yes. And then Kenya's like, oh, and also before we go dark, I just want to thank Eva and Cynthia and Candy and not Portia for being my friends through a very difficult year. Thanks, guys.
You know, Matt Lauer's watching at home like, why is he allowed to stand up and show everybody he wasn't wearing pants this whole time?
So he gets to have a trapdoor also? Great.
Oh, God. Well, there we go. The end of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Thank you guys so much for being with us this entire season. Don't know when we're going to get another one back.
Not sure, but I guess there's going to be lots of question marks after all these seasons wrap up. But, you know, around the corner, we got on Sunday nights, we got Potomac coming back pretty soon, I guess in July, right?
Yeah.
And we got Below Deck Med coming back next week. So we'll see. We'll see what else is in Bravo's hopper.
Yeah. We'll see you guys later, everybody.
Bye.